And now joining me in the KRVS studios with the Acadiana Food Circle are Tyler Thigpen, Daphne Turner-Olivier, and Sal LaPinto, here to talk about the organization as well as their second annual Fresh and Local, which is an informational and beneficial event that helps out the Acadiana Food Circle. So I think we'll first start off reminding people what your organization is, what your mission is. And I guess, Tyler, you were one of the founding members, and you've been on the board. So I'll ask you about that first.
Okay. Our mission is to educate the public on healthy local food choices and facilitate the connection of local consumers to local producers. For example, recently a pepper guy came to us and he needed to sell some peppers. And one of the local breweries was looking to include peppers in their brew. So we were able to put them together and get that association started.
So y'all are like facilitators and you put people together. You match up people's interests in part of this large movement. And that's really what you noticed. And I think many of us do as well. You know, there's so much talk about farmers markets and there's something growing. There's this gathering feeling that people are interested in it. And it feels in a way like something vintage as well, because obviously it's something all of our grandparents did.
Right,
it looks like we're coming full circle back to it. But the interest is growing, and so many people that you might not even expect to hear talking about it do.
Right. And that's kind of where the name Food Circle comes from. Mm-hmm. It is full circle from the earth to the consumer to the restaurant and back again. And we're all about finding good collaborations between businesses and producers and artisans and anybody that employs the use of local foods. So that's our big mission. And then spreading the word, of course, through our directory.
Yeah, I guess just in encouraging people personally, because a lot of people have gotten interested in gardening and growing some of their own food as well.
Right,
so
yeah.
You're helpful in that respect also. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you began doing when you formed was to create a directory where people could find that. They wouldn't have to necessarily call you and say, can I find this? They could find it in the directory. How's that work going?
It's going really well. We have over 100 entries in the directory, and that's throughout the 22 parishes of Acadiana, and it's growing every day. We have a new meat producer I need to add, as well as somebody that makes soap out of goat's milk. So, we're finding people every day. And we're actually going to put it in print finally. We've been saying that for almost 2 years. We have the funding through a grant, and we're going to put it in print in April. So we just got the proof for that.
It is available online, though.
It is right at www.acadianafoodcircle.org, and then hit the directory tab.
Okay. Yeah. But hopefully for Fresh and Local, you think you might have copies of it printed out? Not sure yet.
Probably not, but we'll certainly direct people towards the website.
Maybe some proofs or something.
Yeah, that would be nice.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Acadiana Food Circle. Tyler Thigpen, one of the founding members of the Food Circle. And with us also, Daphne Turner-Olivier and Sal LaPinto. How did you all get involved? Daphne, how did you get involved in the Food Circle?
I'm not sure how I first heard about it, but whenever I did, I said, that's something that I need to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted Tyler and said, I'm interested. What can I do? And so she's kind of started appointing things for me to do. And really my role is to help spread the word and focus a lot on the health aspect of eating local and the nutrition aspect of eating local foods.
Mm-hmm. So personally, that was just an interest of yours. Are you a gardener?
I'm actually a dietitian.
A dietitian. Okay,
yes.
So you came from it from that aspect, and I'm sure they're very grateful
yes.
for your participation.
Yeah, this is my passion, and it has been for a very long time. So it was great to see that there was an organization that was already put together that I could just jump on board and become a part of.
Mm-hmm. And what is your background in dietetics? How did you get started in it? Did you study it in college?
I did. I'm a registered dietitian. So I went to school here at UL and then did my internship over at the VA hospital in Tampa. And I've worked through some clinical areas and worked in hospitals and nursing homes, that sort of thing. And then most recently, I've kind of branched out on my own and I have a private practice.
I think people will find that interesting. You know, we know there are dietitians around, and sometimes we just associate them maybe with hospitals, you know, but that you could have a personal dietitian and go to someone and, you know, work with your own personal needs and interests.
Right.
You know, it's this is very timely as well, because I think it was just last night Terry Gross was interviewing someone who's been doing research and studies about processed foods. And it's a fascinating story. I think he's published a book on it as well. But it was very, very interesting, and probably one thing that drives a lot of people to think about natural and homegrown. So, Sal, how did you become involved with the Food Circle?
Well, I was looking for a way to spend time, volunteer time, and Daphne is a friend of my sister's, and I knew that she was involved with health-related stuff. I knew she was a dietitian, and one day we met, and she was basically did a brainstorming session with me, and food day came up. And that's really how I got started in it, just by assisting Daphne. And now I'm trying to, you know, broaden my circle a little bit more and, you know, help out with other things.
We keep using that word circle. It's a very, very appropriate
it
for
is.
Your organization. So that was of interest to you, natural foods and learning more about the movement and...
Very much so. I recovered my own health, you know, by learning to take care of myself by eating, you know, foods that actually make you feel good and recover your health.
That are food.
And that are, actual real food, as Daphne would say.
Yeah. And, I saw a great poster. It must have been on Facebook, and it said, fruit is fast food. yes, it is. No hassle, no waiting.
And I'd like to add that Daphne and Sal were huge in Food Day, which is on October 24th each year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they were really instrumental in making that happen this year, and that's how we all got connected, because Acadiana Food Circle is also a part of that. So
that was quite successful, as I recall. A lot of people attended.
It was, and they're so passionate and educated on local foods, so they're a great, great addition to Acadiana Food Circle.
All right. So you have an event coming up. You had it last year, and people enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
And it involves food, but also some great music as well. And we do tend to combine that here in ways maybe people in other parts of the country don't in quite the same way. So it's a benefit for Acadiana Food Circle. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on March 16th. And what's going to go on? I assume that you all are in the planning of it right now.
Yeah, so last year we had a fashion show fundraiser for the first annual, and that was mainly Lacey Dupree, who's one of the board members, but she's out in San Diego working on a degree, so she's not with us right now. But this year we focus more on the local foods movement itself, and we're having a farmer's market and a jam during that, and then some local foods restaurants similar to last year, and then the bands. And so that'll be from 7 until whenever.
Mm-hmm,
and we can all talk about what's going on there.
Now, do you also know, you mentioned, Daphne, that you're a dietitian. Are there going to be, like, informational tables? You can have information, I guess, of course, information about the directory, but just foods in general? And,
yeah, there will be some farmers. It'll be a farmer's market. Mm-hmm, so there will be some of the farmers from the Hub City Farmers Market and Freetown Farmers Market, from the Kaplan Farmers Market. So there will be farmers there actually selling their own produce and other such things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be some information tables. So certainly Acadiana Food Circle will be there with a few other vendors who are just going to be distributing good information.
Mm-hmm. And Daphne will be there as well. Like,
I will be there.
Educating on that. Yeah.
And anyone there, I'm sure, eager to talk to people who come about food, about the movement, local food movement, and also good diets.
Right.
Yeah. And Sal, what are you going to be doing, or how are you helping to organize this day?
I'll probably spend most of my time shadowing Daphne and, and Tyler, but, you know, I'll just... help out with as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And enjoying the music.
Yes.
Who are the bands that will be at Fresh and Local?
Tommy Misha is going to be on the front porch during the farmer's market that Daphne was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sal, which restaurants are going to be on there?
We got Saint Street and Great Harvest Bread, Carpe Diem, and I think... Is that it? I'm not sure.
Jolie's will also be there. They were there last year. And then after all that goes on, so we're going to have all at the same time, we'll have the Tommy Misho leading a front porch jam with his amazing musician friends, the farmer's market on the front lawn, and then the free food from Carpe Diem, Great Harvest, Bread Company, Jolie's Louisiana Bistro, and St. Streeton. And then at 9, Holy Ghost People goes on the back porch. Maker's Reel follows them, The Pits, Sassafras Jubilee, and then DJ Andre Broussard, your own.
Yes,
DJ
KRVS Andre. Is the flip side.
Wow. He'll be doing a dance party, which was a big success last year. And with DJ Andre Broussard, we know it will be this year.
And after eating all of that really natural food, just think how much energy you'll have
to go to
a dance party afterwards. If you are tuning in, we're talking about the second annual Fresh and Local, which is going to be on Saturday, March 16th. And it is a benefit, an event for the Acadiana Food Circle, a nonprofit organization in our community, helping us all learn more about natural foods and what's going on in our community, individuals who participate, and organizations. With me are Tyler Thigpen, one of the founders of the organization, as well as Daphne Turner Olivier and Sal Lapinto. So can people purchase tickets at the door? They don't need to get them ahead of time.
Yeah, we did, we did advance ticket sales last year, and we had a great amount of support from the Master Gardeners, but a lot of them, I think, bought tickets just to support us, and then they didn't actually come out to the event. So we decided to do $10 at the door, and just the day of. And because we're not doing the fashion show this year, we figured we wouldn't need to do pre-sale. It'll just be another great night at the Blue Moon.
Right. And what time does it start?
At 7 o'clock, and then I guess. I don't know when it's going to end. It depends.
I guess, Tyler, how long have y'all been in existence?
Since April of 2011. So almost 2 years.
Not even 2 years.
Yeah.
And you all have done all of this, and you've attracted people like Daphne and Sal to want to be a part of this. And I mean, that's one thing. You know, sometimes organizations start and they don't attract a lot of people, but I think this has.
We really do. We have a wonderful following in the community and so many people supporting us. We have a couple hundred people on our listserv that get our newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter at www.acadianafoodcircle.org. We have 470 people on Facebook on our group, and then we have about 300 something on our page. We have a group page, and then we have just the page that you can like, one that you can be a member of and one you can like. So.
Well, they're all fascinating. I think I'm a member of both of them. And you get such great information on them, and people post very interesting observations. And so, yes, look up Acadiana Food Circle, and you can find them in many ways on the web, so many social platforms. And if you have any questions, certainly anyone who's involved with it, happy to talk to you about it, the organization.
Yeah.
If you're interested, like Daphne and Sal were, in participating and joining and volunteering and helping out as well. So, the directory that you mentioned is available now, so people don't have to wait for it to be in print. But some people do like those books.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And we will. We're part of a grant, a Healthy Living Club grant. And so we will be able to send those out. We're going to have funding to send them out as well, so people can request them, and we will have postage to send it out. And then hopefully we'll have it printed in April. So fingers crossed, nothing ever goes perfectly as planned, but it's moving along.
And Daphne, do people from this area ever come up to you and just go, how do I do it? How do I eat healthily in this environment?
Oh, I do. I hear those questions all the time. So a lot of times the concern is that people know what to do, they just don't know how to implement it. And that's really kind of what my role is as a dietitian, is to help guide you in the right direction and then actually put those practices into practice, so you can make those changes along the way.
And is it hard for a lot of people? You know, people talk about food here almost in the way of I don't know, an addiction to something. You know, it's people are passionate and they love it. And
I think when the time is right, people are able and willing to make changes and do. We can still incorporate our fabulous culture here. And what I'm kind of hoping is going to happen is that we're going to incorporate our culture and the local food farmers as coming kind of into one, so that they can work together. her.
You know, just mentioning our grandparents a little bit earlier, when I would hear them talk about their gardens, those were all vegetables. Mm-hmm. You know, for all we think that it is all just, you know, meat and, you know, fatty things, people used to plant a lot of vegetables, and that was mm-hmm. a large part of their diet. And that seems to be the part that's gotten lost around here.
It's coming back around. Mm-hmm. It's coming back around.
It is. And that's another thing about the directory is we have sustainable gardening resources mm-hmm. as a section. And people can call these resources mm-hmm. and they'll come out and plant the whole garden or they'll give you advice. So you can start
planting your own and eating more vegetables like you should. Incorporate them along with the mm-hmm. other types of food that we have here.
Yeah. And the community supported agriculture shares also mm-hmm. allow you to do that. You can subscribe basically to mm-hmm. a 10 or 12 week program where you get fresh vegetables every week.
Kind of like an Earthshare garden.
Right, so we have multiple farmers that offer that, and that's in the directory as well.
Right. Well, thank you for all your work and making us more aware of these options that we have on so many levels. This is the Acadiana Food Circle. My guests are all a part of it, Tyler Thigpen, Daphne Turner-Olivier, and Sal Lapinto here talking about the Food Circle. You can look up more information on the web or Facebook, but there's an event on Saturday, March 16th at the Blue Moon called Fresh and Local, and it is their second annual. And I know the posters are lovely. I'm assuming there's probably a t-shirt along with that too. Is there this year?
Or? We need one. That's a good suggestion.
It's so beautiful. I could just see one of these stuck on a shirt.
Yeah. And our designer's amazing. Yeah. So I'm sure she could work
Very
something
good.
Up.
Well, you can pick up a poster as well. Well, thank you all for coming by to let us know more about it.
Thank you so much for having us.
We look forward to the food and music on the 16th.
Thank you.